This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
I've never met Rudy Giuliani. Never. And never had any phone calls with him.
And that is the voice who some might suggest is the man of the hour. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking in English regarding the purported pressure or non-pressure exerted by President Donald Trump's personal lawyer. Mr. Rudy Giuliani has been accused of trying to enlist the Ukraine, including their president, in seeking out corruption, but especially corruption by Joe Biden, most all of which has been dismissed against the former vice president out of hand. Formal impeachment proceedings have been opened up against President Trump in regard to that July 25th phone call, where Trump has been accused of exerting undue pressure on his Ukrainian counterpart. About that, Zelensky had this to say. He said, "I would like to say that I do not feel any pressure. There are many people both in the West and in the Ukraine who would like to have influence on me, but I am president of the Ukraine, president of an independent country, and I think that the steps I took so far prove that I cannot be influenced." In the meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused House Democrats of trying to intimidate the State Department by scheduling depositions from agency officials in connection with President Donald Trump's phone call with his Ukrainian counterpart. In a letter Tuesday in response to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Pompeo accused Democrats of attempting to intimidate and bully State Department employees. His letter was sent as the Wall Street Journal reported that he was among those who actually listened in to that July 25th call between the president and the president of the Ukraine. The secretary had been asked about that call on the ABC television network last week.
"So you just gave me a report about a high seek whistleblower campaign, none of which I've seen."
This is VOA News. Soldiers marching in a spectacular lockstep as China showed off its military might in an elaborate parade, marking the country's 70th anniversary under Communist Party rule on Tuesday. In the meantime, violent clashes erupted between pro-democracy demonstrators and security forces in Hong Kong in a direct challenge to the mainland's tightening grip on the autonomous city. Video footage confirmed news reports that one protester had been shot in the chest by police firing live rounds, the first injury of its kind since the demonstrations began in June. North Korea has agreed to resume working-level nuclear talks with the United States this Saturday, according to a senior North Korean diplomat quoted in state media. North Korea's Vice Foreign Minister Cho Son-hui says Pyongyang and Washington have agreed to hold talks on October the 5th and will have preliminary contact the day before. The announcement comes almost exactly 3 months after President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas and agreed to resume working-level talks. At least 11 Afghan police officers were killed in northern Afghanistan when the Taliban attacked police checkpoints Monday night, according to the governor's spokesman. In the meantime, intense fighting continues in another province in the north, where 30 police and armed locals, including the district governor and the district police chief, have been held under siege by the Taliban for the past 2 days. The attack follows Taliban threats that contributed to a historic low turnout in the country's fourth presidential election on Saturday. Iran's judiciary says it has sentenced a man to death for spying for the CIA amid rising tensions between Tehran and the U.S. Judiciary spokesman Gholam Hossein Ismaili said Tuesday two other people were sentenced to 10 years in prison for the same crime, and a fourth received a 10-year sentence for spying for Britain. Ismaili said the individual who received the death sentence has appealed and that a final decision will be made by the country's appeals court. And the brother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for corruption and bribery. The semi-official Fars News agency quoted an informed source as saying that Hossein Fereydoun, Rouhani's brother, allegedly paid money to certain individuals in charge of bribing banks and other influential sectors of the economy for large sums. For more on this story, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca. VOA News. R&B.